Hey guys, how are you doing, sisters and brothers? Yesterday I spoke with you a little bit about the power of prayer, the person's simple prayer while repeating the words in Shmona Esrei when we're trying to ask and request from the Creator to open gates of bounty to us all. So I mentioned the fact that when you repeat certain words over and over and you keep on asking, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nerafeh, for an example, please heal us until we will be healed completely. And you repeat that over and over, Rafa'enu, 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 heal us, heal us. Then it's waking up the intention of your heart. And it brings your prayer to be much more honest and to come out from much more sincere place toward the gates that we're trying to open, the gates of mercy that are above in heaven. And there is the same thing that I wanted to mention with learning, when a person is learning. Many times, when you go and try to learn, when you want to learn from the wisdom of heaven, you want to learn Torah, you want to learn from the Bible or from the wonderful sayings of our ancestors or of the earliest righteous ones who established the learning and the oral Torah in the Talmud, in the Mishnayot, in the Zohar HaKadosh, Midrashim, and you want to learn. Many times you face situation and way of learnings that are not shining for you, that are not inspiring you, that you don't understand what's going on in that learning, and it makes you put an effort in a direction that is not waking you up, that does not help you to find the answers that you were looking for. On that, and that's the solution, it being said, Le'olam yilmad adam b'makom shelibo chafetz. A person always must learn in a place that his heart desires. Only in a place that your heart desires you should learn. And the place is not the synagogue or the Beit Midrash or your house. The place is the place of your learning, means the book that you open, the chapter that you open. That must be a learning that will shine, that will make your heart satisfied while learning. And with that energy, the positive one, that you understand what you learn and that you get the message and that it touches your own life, your life situations, you'll find the motivation to continue and learn more, and it will pull you and it will push you further on to continue and search for more things that are a little bit far away, far ahead, and then it will give you the motivation to continue. When a person, let's say that now you need to set a better diet for your health, if you're just gonna try to take something that is bitter for you or not tasty or not satisfying for you, it won't last for a long time. It's better to do things in a balanced way, that you will also balance your diet and fix your way of eating, and also gonna stick to certain things that are satisfying you, that are helping you to be happy, to be relaxed, to refresh yourself and not to destroy your spirit while building your body. Also in learning, it's the same. We can learn from eating physically to spiritual eating. That when you want to learn and to feed your soul with learnings, you need to feed your soul with learnings that makes you happy and not with learnings that will drain your mind and make you weak and feel bad about yourself, or because of the topics that are written over there, that those topics are very harsh or hard to understand, or because that it will just be boring for you and you won't find yourself in that learning, and then you're going to lose the motivation, the reason of your own to sit and invest more time in learning. You can ask yourself, what am I doing it for? But when a person will follow that advice, and me myself, I was taking that advice for a long time. I had periods of time in my life that I was not able to sit and learn Gemara, and I didn't felt that I'm able to focus and learn Shulchan Aruch and books of rules and whatever. And I had other issues in life that troubled me, that took away my ability of concentration, of being focused and settled in my learning. And I was not able to sit for a few hours, just I had a few minutes or something like that. And also I was struggling, and only learnings of, for an example, stories on righteous people, reading certain parts of Zohar or Midrashim that were shining for me, or from Tehillim, or just saying Tikkun HaKlali or something like that, was things that gave me the power to hold on those days without learning in other subjects and other books. You have certain periods of times in your life that you're not able to invest more than the minimum. And in those times, you need to allow yourself to learn from the things that will satisfy you the most and will pleasure you the most and will give you the satisfaction and the joy and the motivation to continue and to keep on attaching yourself through the learning to the Creator, and to learn more about your own spirit and to find answers to your own life questions. And especially in our generation, many of us are enjoying content that is online, like my classes for an example, or other teachings that can inspire you. And those learnings and those teachings are also very, very powerful and been given to us by the Creator for us to use, and not to judge ourselves, oh, I'm not opening any books, oh, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Relax, lean back, breathe, pray for that. If you want to achieve a higher level of learning, more in depth, so pray for that. So think about it, so try to plan it, try to see how to make it happen in a comfortable way and balanced way for you and for your loved ones. And with time it will come. But as of now, if there is a simple teaching that is satisfying you, that gives answers to your questions, you need to believe in yourself that that's the learning that is needed for you, that that is the path that you should walk on, and to feel comfortable with yourself while learning. And Hodu Lashem Kitov Ki Leolam Chasdo. We should thank Hashem for His grace always. Thank you and bless you. And please help us and support our project. We really can use your support to increase our wonderful work and to expand the distribution in the world. We just finished printing a new edition of the Book of the World, and we're working on other two books of mine. Very grateful to the Creator for helping us buy those books. Help us to distribute them for sure. You'll enjoy reading them, and also to hand them to your surroundings, to your loved ones. For sure it will help them and assist them in their path of tshuva, to come back to their true selves and to find the Creator in their lives. May heaven bless you, that all your prayers will be answered in no time. Amen. Let's say it again, that it will come out perfectly. A perfect prayer is stronger than a broken prayer. May the Creator bring down huge amounts of bounty. May the Creator bring down huge amounts of bounty for us all, that all our prayers and holy desires will be answered in no time. Amen. Thank you.
The world does not exist, because Olam Milshon Ne'elem, the world is just blocking the light of truth. The world called Alma Deshika, world of light, is just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion. It's just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion.